Okay, we are now going to talk about respiration in our fishes. So when we think about respiration, any sort of respiratory surface, it's got to be made of a thin tissue, so it's easy to exchange gases by diffusion. It's made of epithelial tissue, and it's got to be kept moist. Well, that's obviously not a problem if you are a fish. If you look at the slides, which I posted up, the example of a fish there is actually a chondrichthyan. It's a cartilaginous fish, but the process is going to be very, very similar whether it's a cartilaginous fish or whether it's an actinoroptygii, a ray-finned fish. So when you're living in water, it's actually fairly thick and viscous, and so you have to work fairly hard to move that medium. So the first thing we're going to look at is how do you get that water to flow across your gills? If we look at the structure of the gill, as I've said, it's made of thin epithelial tissue. It's made of a series of things called gill filaments, which are sort of stacked on top of each other. Sometimes they're called primary gill lamellae. And then if you look at those gill filaments under a microscope, you'd see that there are sticking out from them further processes called secondary gill lamellae. So that really gives you a much larger surface area. So what we've got to do is get that water across the gills. So if you're a cartilaginous fish, what you're going to do is you're going to open your mouth and open your spiracle, and you're actually going to drop the floor of the mouth cavity. Okay, and when you do that, that is going to create a negative pressure inside your mouth, and water is going to get sucked in. Now, at this point in time, you need to close your mouth, close the spiracle, and raise the floor of that buccopharyngeal cavity and push, use a positive pressure to push that water across the gills. So this is actually referred to as a buccopharyngeal pump, and it requires positive pressure. So now what happens is the water is flowing across the gills, and it is going to meet blood within those secondary lamellae. The interesting thing in a fish is they're going to use what's called countercurrent flow. So what this means is the blood flowing through the lamellae is running in the opposite direction to the water. So to explain this a little bit better, what will happen is water flowing across the gill with maximum oxygen content that's just come in is going to meet blood, which has also got, you know, quite a lot of oxygen in it. So there'll be a small exchange of gases at that point. And then as the oxygenated water moves further across the gill, it's meeting blood with lower and lower oxygen content. So this allows us to get a maximum exchange of oxygen into the blood. Now, once this has occurred, what are we going to do with it? The blood is then going to be obviously circulated around the body. And we know, because we've looked at the structure of a cartilaginous fish heart in lab, we know it's made up of four chambers in a row. Unlike other vertebrates that we're going to look at, the blood only goes once through this circulatory system, and it's deoxygenated blood. So the deoxygenated blood is collecting back at the heart, it's going through the chambers of the heart, and then it's going out to the gills, it's becoming oxygenated, and then it's travelling off around the body. And we'll see that this situation is going to be quite different from what happens when we move on to land and we start to use a different respiratory surface, which is the lung.